Blog Talk Radio.
Want to take your kindness for being a weakness. Y'all know what I'm talking about, so we're going to get into that tonight. The curse that keeps on giving. The curse that keeps on giving. Let's go. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar, with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the daily, daily go get 'emism show on this pretty petty Tuesday all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should. Please, 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 please. I hope y'all had a good day today. We rocking out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make the best of whatever. We're going to take whatever the good Lord and the universe gives us, and we're going to be the best in the front of the bus. So what's going on, Cal Chamberlain Favorita? How you feeling? Always a great thing to see you. And Stacey White coming through right. I'm glad to see you here tonight. And my man, Jai Biggs, what's up, my kid? Yo, thanks for coming on through. See you on the grid. And Fran Golden. You are my friend. What's up, baby? How you feeling? Good to see me some you. No doubt, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, the back, relax, do your thing, Max and chill, and Emily, done laughing, how to say it, Emily, T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night, it's always great to have my people going right in your sight, so y'all know what it is, 8 o'clock tonight, couldn't do it, you can't do it for the rest of this week, all the way up until Friday, no more 7 o'clock, all 8 o'clock. All 8 o'clock running on through, doing what we got to do, Oh, my bad. Praise, O Sun. Huh. Praise, O Sun. O Sun. Praise, O Sun. What's good? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate me some of you. All right, so let's get it popping, y'all. So tonight, on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we're talking about the curse that keeps on giving. The curse that keeps on giving. So, you know, have you ever had a talent of yours being taken advantage of? Have you ever had a talent of yours that was being taken advantage of by other people? You know, now the key element to what we're talking about tonight is when you're good at something that's a little bit risque, a little bit dangerous. Not necessarily a good thing. For example, you know, there are some people out there who are professional thieves. They can steal anything. Some are called boosters. Some are just straight called burglars. But they're good at stealing. So, you know, people who steal do it for whatever reason. It can be a cry for help or a cry for attention. It could be a lot of things. It could be a lot of things. There could be a variety of reasons of why you can't keep your hands to yourself and you can't keep your belongings to yourself and nobody can trust you around this stuff. There could be a variety of reasons for that. But let's say you have been stealing all your life and people know about it. They know that you are Mr. or Mrs. Sticky Fingers. So, you know, I mean, maybe you've been stealing to supplement your income, or maybe you've been using thievery as your primary means of income. So basically, you've been stealing for self. You've been stealing for your family. You've been stealing for wealth. You've been stealing to keep a roof over your head, stealing in order to pay your car note, stealing in order to have money in your pocket, stealing in order to raise your kids. Whatever the case may be, that's what you do. But there could be come a time in your life when you're ready to give that shit up. Maybe you've been arrested a few times and cops is on your heels. You done robbed banks, all this whole crazy shit. You done shit. The real problem is that people know what you've done and they know what you're good for. So now they want you to steal certain things for them. And maybe that's not what you got into it for. That may not be your thing. Maybe stealing things isn't your primary source of income. Maybe you have a job. You just steal on the side. You get your thievery on the side. So what happens when you really trying to, like, you don't want to be known for being no thief. You know, can't nobody stand thieves. You know what they say. If you're a thief, you're a liar. And I can't stand liars. You a thief, you a liar, and I can't stand liars. Thief, you a liar, and I can't stand liars. Thief, you a liar, and I can't stand liars. Y'all know how it goes. So, you know, when people feel like you live without scruples, when people feel like you live an unscrupulous life, they will take unnecessary advantage of that, of your lack of inhibition. When people know that you don't really give a fuck about certain things, they will put you in certain situations to prove that you don't give a fuck, or they will use your I don't give a fuckness to their advantage. And that's what we're talking about tonight. When you're good at something that really isn't a good thing, and people are always calling on you to do that thing that you're good at, but which really isn't a good thing. So you've been really trying to limit that thing that you do. Maybe you only do it for children's parties and bar mitzvahs and certain family gatherings.
but they want you to do this shit all the time. Like you're some type of, like you're some type of sideshow at a carnival. Like you're some type of freak show. That may not be what you want. Maybe you want to fly under the radar. Maybe you want to, maybe you just want to, you know, do your thing on the low, you know, get, you know, collect your little dough or whatever. But you're not trying to be out there on Front Street. And people been putting you on Front Street. Now, you know, you've earned it. Don't get it twisted. You've done enough to get this done to you, but you really didn't want to get this type of attention. And they're drawing the type of attention to you that's really not going to be good. Let's take another example. Because the example that I'm talking about could bring the eyes of the law to you. And you don't want that. Not only that, but between friends and stuff like that, friends and family members and things like that, when something comes up missing, everybody looking at you. And you're like, man, I don't steal from people. I steal from businesses. I steal from companies. I steal from institutions. You know, maybe you're like a big game thief. You don't deal in no little petty larceny. But people look at you like, well, stealing is stealing. You ain't start off, you know, stealing no big game. You started off stealing Atari cartridges and Sega Genesis and shit like that. Nintendo. That's how you started off. You started stealing comic books out of Fat Jack's downtown or out in Kensington. You know what I'm talking about. All right. In the description, I put out this example. Let's say you are very good at performing oral sex. Let's say you're very, very good at performing oral sex. Well, you know, if you're a woman and you're really good at performing oral sex, your popularity is going to grow if you do it to the wrong person. Now, if you're in a serious, committed relationship and you do that to your man all the time, your man ain't going to be mad at you at all. He ain't going to be mad at you. You know, he's going to enjoy the spoils that you've been bestowing upon him, and he going to rock on and do the damn thing. But you do it to the wrong guy, and he's telling everybody. He told everybody in school. He told everybody at work. He told everybody around the way how good you are at eating his man up, how great you are. Not only is she lovely, not only is she kind, not only does she have a great body and a super, super duper great personality, but she is a snake eater. Yes, she is. I said she is a snake eater. She gets rid of the cobra. The rattlesnake goes down on her. She gets rid of the copperhead. The anaconda is red down. Get around the anaconda. The anaconda. You know, that type of thing. So you're really, really good at giving head. The problem is you've given head so good. And you may be the type of woman that really likes to please your partner. You know, like, you like, man, ain't nothing but skin. You know, if I love my man, you know, why wouldn't I do that for him? And you're right. You're right. In my eyes, and in the eyes of many, you are dead right. The problem is, this is the curse that keeps on giving. So you're so good at this thing that you may even have other women that you don't even know all mad at you. You know why? Because you used to be their man's girl. And they talking about, well, yeah, when I was with Tasha, man, I mean, Tasha did that to me all the time. And, you know, Tasha always finished the job too. And then, you know, I'm just saying, I kind of grown used to, you know, having that done when I was with Tasha. I know I'm with you and you don't really like to do that or you don't do that well, but, you know, like when I was with Tasha. Now, Tasha all mad at you. I mean, they all mad at Tasha. They all mad at you, Tasha, because you's a man eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, girl. Boy, he'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes.
She's a man eater. You understand what I'm saying? So for your boyfriend, for your man, or any man that you deal with on an intimate level, yeah, you leave him feeling drained and like Superman at the same time. At the same time, you know, when you're good at something like that, then word gets around and they start trying to make you sound like you're a hoe, trying to make you sound like you'll do it to anybody, trying to make it sound like, you know, that's the only good part of you. Now, if you're dealing with people who live in the same neighborhood or in some type of circles, you know, with social media, the world gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So you may question certain men whether they really like you for yourself. Do you even like my personality? Do you like me at all? Or do you like the fact that I put you to sleep? Or, you know, I basically suck the life out of you? It's a real thing. It's a real, you know, it's the curse that keeps on, it's the gift and the curse that keeps on giving. How can something that you got so good at make you look so bad? It's the curse that keeps on giving. Are y'all following me? Shirley, show the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, show the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. Good to see you, girl. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see me from you. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, y'all. The curse that keeps on giving. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, y'all. And we are in motion. We're talking about the curse that keeps on giving. So essentially, we're talking about things that you may be really good at that aren't good to be good at. So we were talking a little bit about stealing, talking about oral sex. I mean, now, the example that I use with oral sex, that can go for a man too. The thing is, we know that a man will use a woman for a particular sexual act. We've all heard men talk about, like, I ain't even used to like the fucker. She would just eat my man. You know what I mean? I would go over there, like, she wouldn't even care if I ain't hit. Like, I would just go over there, you know what I mean? She slopped me down and, I get on up out of there. She ain't give me no problems. It was all good. We know that a man will take advantage of a woman who is skilled in that department. I don't know of too many women that I know or that I've heard about that was like, man, I just be using that nigga for his tongue. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm just saying I don't know of anything like that. Like I wouldn't let that motherfucker stick that thing in me ever. I don't like him. He ugly. You know, he funny looking. He ain't got no money. He even stink a little bit. But I let him. He's a cooch. I let him smooch my cooch all the time because he is one of a kind. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. What I'm saying is I know for a fact that it happens a lot with men. That's exactly what I'm saying. It happens a lot with men, so but I imagine that a man can be taken advantage of in that regard the same way. But if we're talking about the curse that keeps on giving, and we're talking about how your kindness can be seen as a weakness, or your kindness can be taken for a weakness. You know, we do know men who are loose with the dollar. We know men who are tight with the money, tight with the dollar. And we know men that are loose with the dollar. They gonna trick. They tricking. If you with Joe, Joe got money to blow, and he don't feel no kind of way about it. There's no bones about it when you with Joe. You're going to get treated right. More importantly, you're going to get treated because Joe bought that life. He likes to show off, and he likes to give. So we know about plenty of men who have been taken advantage of by pretty women, you know, pretty women that are predatory, getting their rent paid, getting their car notes paid, getting extra money, getting abortion money. Ain't nobody been pregnant. Oh, yeah, I need $600. But at least if you need $600 for an abortion, that means Joe done slid up in that thing. Condomless at that. So, I mean, you know, Joe probably not mad at you, but what about the Joes out there? What about the Daves out there? What about the Mr. Robs out there that don't get no ass? But they a sucker for a woman coming around, bitching, moaning, crying about how she don't have no money for Christmas for her kids. She don't have no money for back to school for her kids. She don't have no money for Easter for her kids. She don't have no money for birthdays for her kids. She don't have no money for no PlayStation 5, and she don't want to be alive. But she'll come around to Joe and Mr. Rob and be like, I slob your knob. No, I ain't slob your knob, but I need like $500. Please, can you holler? Let me see what y'all talking about tonight. The curse that keeps on giving. The curse that keeps on giving. Oh, it's Cherry, Dana, Cinderella, Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dane, with famous Cinderella, Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dane, with famous. What's up, Dane? Good to see you. Some you, Cherry. And Cherry. Ansel says, the curse of a small circle of friends that gossip. Okay. Singing, getting some head in too short voice. Okay, all right. Shirley Cheryl says, and what about the woman that had the man who eat coochie good? Like I said, I don't know of any woman or any women that will mess around with a man strictly because of that. Time after time after time. Y'all can school me. Y'all may know different people than I know. But I would say on a scale of how often it happens, you're going to find a whole stack of men that'll tell you, yeah. I mean, honestly, man, I don't even like Rhonda. But I like what Rhonda do. When I ask what the mouth do with Rhonda, Rhonda going to show me what the mouth do. That mouth be having me done. What she do, what Rhonda do with the mouth, don't get done by nobody else. I'm going to tell you like this. Rhonda is all talk and all action. You know how some people be like, you all talk, no act, shit. That mouth is talking, and it's saying something. Rhonda motivate me more than a pastor do. I'm like, T.D. Jakes, my ass. Creflo Dollar, shit. Rhonda sing on the mic like Mahalia Jackson. Marian Anderson, Natalie Cole, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. That's what Rhonda do. Rhonda, Tasha, and any other woman with a name that ends in A.
Okay. You know, Tamika, Keisha, Letitia. Y'all know me. And so it says, 6 plus 9, good night. TK Wright says, there are plenty of women who have men on tap for that, for sure. I'm not saying that they aren't. What I'm saying is, I haven't heard that conversation where I've heard a woman saying that she only uses that man for his mouth. I'm just saying, I haven't heard the conversation. I might not be privy to that conversation. You know, that might not be a conversation that a woman would have around me. Like, yeah, I let him go down on me, but I don't let him fuck me. Like, now, I know that there's some men who will go down on a woman and won't get nothing. I've heard them bitch about it. Now, how many times is a man going to go down on you and not get none? That's the question. That is the question. Not only that, when Rhonda and Tasha go down on you, they going to get offered a few dollars. If they that good at it, believe me. You know what I mean? They're going to get market value. They're going to get market value. It is what it is. It is what it is. They are going to get market value. And now, is Lorraine going to pay Russell? Is Lorraine going to pay Russell to go down on every time? Now, Lorraine ain't giving up no ass, right? All right, Lori. She ain't giving up no ass. And she ain't paying. How many times Russell going to go down on Lorraine and he ain't getting no ass? I'm just saying. The scales are definitely not balanced when it comes to, you know what I mean? Oh, Veronica girl. What's going on, ma? Veronica said, sing a Lil' Kim, how many licks does it take? Told myself, she gave me at the right time. Good Lord. Jerry said, my name is Dana. Got an A at the end, right? Huh? Veronica Dana. Yeah, okay. All right. I bet. So Cherry says, some women out there paying men paying men too, buying them stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not denying that. What I'm saying is, if we're talking about the curse that keeps on giving, how many women out there are straight paying a man to lick their coochie? How many? Now, I know plenty of women who believe in taking care of their men. Plenty. Plenty. Plenty of them pay like they weigh, as my old head used to say. She pay like she weigh. I'm going to hook you up with it. Listen. Don't get caught up in the visuals. It ain't about all of that. He used to tell me, like, don't listen. What we going to do, this is what we going to do. I'm going to get her to bring her friend over to the crib,
and we gonna play some cards. I'm gonna make some food. We gonna play some cards. You know, have a few drinks or whatever. You just come through, and you know, we gonna see what happens. He's dead serious, and he did it. He was like, listen, my girl pay like she weigh. That's what he used to say all the time. She pay like she weigh. Oh, you can get this money. She got money. She ain't had no real money. He said, her friends, they do what she do. They all talk about that shit. They all pay like they weigh. He was saying that because they was, you know, they, I guess you could say they was fat Johns. Nowadays, they wasn't fat like that. They you know, they wasn't fat like that. And they was cute. They wasn't ugly, you know, but I guess he figured I wouldn't be with it. I'm more with that than trying to take a chick for money. I'm like, come on, man. I ain't living like that. However, I'm coming over. You know what I'm saying? You know. I mean, since you invited me, see what he was heading for. Yeah. But, so, I mean, you know, it's just not the same. By the way, he really liked this girl. He liked her. You know, he still had that childish, immature thing where he had to act like he didn't like a girl that he really liked. It was kind of intriguing. You know what I'm saying? It was really interesting. All right, so the curse that keeps on giving, what are you good at that may not be good to be good at? Something that you're really, really skilled at that may be a little risque, a little bit dangerous, a little bit, it's a counterculture, baby. It's a counterculture, you know. And people, you know, people will treat other people who have a certain talent like they're a spectacle. All right, yeah, let's do it again. People putting side bets on you, all kinds of crazy shit, you know what I mean? So what y'all got? If y'all would like to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It is the daily. Daily Go Get a Mism Show. And we're talking about the curse that keeps on giving. Taking your kindness for a weakness. How many of y'all out there feel like y'all are too nice and y'all keep getting bitten in the ass over it? How many of y'all are the ones to be counted on? Y'all are the go-to people from your family, go-to person for your friends, go-to person for strangers. They always recommend. You got to go to Jaina, go to Taki, go to Carol, go to Stacey, you gotta go to Cheryl. She's gonna help you out. She's a good old girl. I did something like a Shirley. She's a good old girl. She will take you down. She'll give you a twirl. She'll hook you all up. She'll give you a place to stay. Hey, let's go see Cheryl today. You're in a jam. Just got addicted. She's gonna help you out. Plus, you can kick it. She got a whole refrigerator full of beer. And she got the empty nest this year. So, let's go to Shirley's crib. That's where we go when we want to live. When we fuck up where we came from, we can go to Shirley's crib. Don't play dumb. Don't Let the pride get in the way. Yo, Cheryl, go and take a stay today. And we can stay for a couple of weeks, maybe in a month. Yeah, yeah. Oh, right.
How many of y'all feel that way? How many of y'all know damn well that you've been too nice to your family members? So they dial your number all the time. Oh, yeah. When I ain't got it, I know she got it. I ain't got it, I know he got it. I ain't got it, I know they got it. I gonna go get it. How many of y'all? Who fits the bill? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I know some of y'all been bitching about it. You've been bitching about it when you're by yourself. Like, you know what? I'm this year. Oh, don't forget about 12/31, New Year's Eve. Every year, this year, I'm stopping that bullshit. Motherfuckers ain't just gonna be able to put me on their speed dial. They help speed dial. People gonna stop 911 and me. They gonna stop 911 and me. They gonna stop 911 and me. I am not a dispatch service. I mean, you ain't got front. Cause y'all know. You know. Some people revel in it. They like being that go-to person. There's nothing wrong with it. But many times people will take your kindness for a weakness, and they often won't pay you back. They often won't even give you a thank you. They'll often act like you didn't really help them for them. You helped them for yourself. Because you just like to seem like you that person that's so nice, that's so kind, or that you just got it like that. Oh, nobody know what I'm talking about? Okay. Mm. Nobody ever made you feel that way? Oh, okay. Well, for the ones I am talking about, I'm talking about, you know, y'all one or two people out there who have always let people pull at y'all heartstrings, and you know, you helped out because you was brought up and taught up to help out, help your family, help your people, help your blood, help your kin, help your neighbors, help your community, help the babies, help the children, help everybody. But everybody want to act like you're not helping them for them. They want to put rumors out on the street that you only help them. So they would give you their food stamps. So let me get this straight. You and your three kids lived in my guest room and my basement, and I even fixed up the shared kitchen for y'all motherfuckers for $200 in food stamps a month? Really? Did you see the fucking gas bill? It was wintertime. And your ass, your no job having ass is at home all day running up gas, running up electricity, using up water. I'll give it to you. You are unemployed, clean motherfuckers taking 3 or 4 showers a day. For what? How you going to be unemployed and OCD? I'm waiting for an answer. How you going to be a bum and you OCD? Bitch! You done lost your goddamn mind. Okay. So, you know, you go into your whole thing about how you ain't going to do this shit no more, and how motherfuckers ain't going to take advantage of you no more, and how you ain't going to be there for them no more. Yeah, she used up all my food stamps, and I gave a part of my third child's SSI check, you know, because he got, you know, he a little slow. He autistic and shit. And so she made me give her some of that SSI shit. Motherfucker, what? First of all, he's not autistic. The little motherfucker's retarded.
let's just get that. Let's, you know, I'm not, we going to get that straight. This bitch, you the one that's autistic. You the slow one. They get that shit from you. He's borderline cerebral palsy. You are a dummy. Yeah. And guess what? You get the fuck out. And I ain't never doing this shit no more. I ain't gonna let these motherfuckers ever stay with me no more. They can forget that shit. You know what? And you know, I gotta be explaining this shit to everybody and shit. Why I put her and all them goddamn kids out. Fuck them. Fuck them. I swear to you, I don't even like to say that. You know, maybe I'm gonna have to answer on Judgment Day is God for this shit. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. Fuck that bitch. Fuck them kids. Fuck a baby father. Fuck that nigga you used to come over here and sneak in here. I told her I ain't want no mail company coming over this house and shit. Fuck the motherfucker that used to sneak in here and fuck her on my couch and shit. I'm smelling tungsten. Oh, my God. I should have kicked that bitch out last Thursday. The curse that keeps on giving. The curse that keeps on giving. The curse. Shirley Cheryl says, cooking for people and they want you to keep them on, keep on feeding them. Yep. Carol Chamberlain says, people who always need finances. Yeah. They come and shake your money tree ass. Come and shake your money tree ass. Now, hold on. You know what I'm saying? No. They want, you know what I mean? They want.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Carol?
Yeah.
What's up? What you doing?
Watching you.
Yo, I need $50. You got $50?
No, not payday, boo. All
right. So you have it on Friday?
No. I only get a check once a month. Let's not get this twisted. I got to live 30 days.
Okay. Your husband there?
He ain't going to give you $50.
Well,
oh, you want me to get it from him for you?
I'm just saying. Like, listen. If you should happen to find any money between now and Saturday, you know what I mean, just let me know, because I got something. I'm in a little bit of a jam, and I know you got it. I mean.
Oh, you know I got
it. I was hoping you could help. All right?
Yeah, okay. All
right, I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
Or you call me back when you got the money. All right?
Okay, bye.
All right, peace. See, you know what I mean? People don't be having no money. They be acting like they don't have no money. You know what I mean? You know, it used to be good when the chips were down. It used to be good when I was around. Girl, can't you see how I feel? All these feelings that I feel are real. Oh, girl. Can't you see? Okay. All right. Anyway. But, you know, people will come and shake your money tree ass like it ain't nothing. Like it ain't nothing. You know, and the problem is, you be messing around and giving them the money. Yeah. You might wait to see what everybody else going to do. Like, all right, well. She got put out.
Well, he just came home. Let me see. Don't come to me first. You know, this nigga got 7 brothers and sisters. Somebody should be able to put him up for a while. Somebody should be able to, you know, did anybody put money on his books when he was locked up? Ain't nobody going to do nothing? I'm not even related to him. Yeah, you waited out. Well, my phone ain't rung. I guess he must have found it. He must have found the money wherever he got it. That's good. It's about time somebody. Ring. Ring. Oh, damn. See him on the call ID. Oh, fuck. Hello? Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Oh, okay. Oh, just so you get back on your feet, right? I know it's tough when you've been down for a while or whatever. You still in the halfway house? Yeah. Oh, okay. So they're saying that if you don't get a job, then you stand a chance of having to go. Okay. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't have no clothes to go to an interview. You don't have no interview. You don't have like any business attire. So you need some. Okay. Well, I'll see what I can do. You know, I want to see you get back on your feet, man. You know, I want to make sure you stay the right path. I know you're going to do the right thing. I know you ain't trying to go back in there. All right. Well, call me on Friday. Call me on Friday. You know, if nobody come through for you, Call me on Friday and let me see what I can do. I could probably, I don't know, I could drop something off for you, whatever. All right? Yeah, I mean, it's a little rough because the kids, you know, the kids just went back to school. They got school trips coming back up and all that. So, all right, but, you know, all right. Okay. God damn it! 7 brothers and sisters. 7 brothers and sisters, and you can't get nothing from nobody, only me, huh? Don't make no damn sense. Don't make no damn sense. Everybody who go to jail, come. I might as well be a hot. You know what? That's what I need to do. I need to get my crib registered as a damn either halfway house or for a job center. They always think I know somebody who can get them a job or I can lend them some money or I can put them up or whatever. I need to get paid. I need to get paid. So I need to go get my crib registered as a halfway house. Matter of fact, I do this shit so much I should get it registered as an all the way house because they don't never want half of shit. They want all I got. And you still giving it to him. You still give it to him. What up, Bobby C. Say, Barbara Hill C. Say. Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate me some you. Cherry says, I like to decorate for birthday parties and graduations. Now my children will volunteer my services for free to their friends. I hate being put on the spot. For free? Yeah, that definitely sounds like the curse that keeps on giving. Carol Chamberlain said, Carol? All right.
They think food stamps pay bills.
Answer Joe says, hold your breath until you get the money face. Until you get the money face will look like a rainbow.
Barbie LC says, I don't need your money if you're a dude. I have a lot of shit I need repaired. A lot of shit I need repaired, painted and fixed around the house. You need a Mr. Rick. Yeah, Mr. Rick come around and fix shit. Hey, Mr. Rick. Hey, how you doing? I'm about to put this water heater in. Oh, yeah, Mr. Rick putting in the water heater. Mr. Rick putting in a water heater. Cat Jamie says, he stole from them. They ain't helping him. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, when the seven brothers and sisters don't fuck with him like that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to all the women out there that's still mad at their uncle or their cousin for breaking in their room. You know, the room that had the padlock on it, and it had the padlock on it because they knew that they had a crackhead living in the house. So you had the padlock on the damn door, but your crackhead uncle climbed up on the porch roof and went in your window and stole your damn earrings, and you still mad about it. You wondering how that you came home, padlock still intact, latch still intact, earrings gone. Yeah, the bamboos and the shrimps and the swirls, all of them. Oh, and the plates. The plates, the shrimps, the bamboos, the swirls, the plates with the onyx in them. All of them. And you still mad at your uncle for stealing your earrings back in 1988? Come on now. You got to let it go. You ain't letting it go. Plus he stole your Mega Design glass. All right. Plus he stole my Mega Design. In 86, he stole my EKs. Okay, well, it says Mr. Rick fixed the hot water heater. Yep. My Uncle Ricky did take my... Hold on, can I read this shit? Hold on. Hold on. My Uncle Ricky did take my stuff. He stole my hot curlers right after I used them. Unplugged them. Unplugged them, then boom. Damn. All right. And then locked his door. Oh, my God. He stole a pair of curlers. Why? Because they was gold. She said he had a lock on his door and was stealing from us. he had to keep all y'all merchandise locked up. Like, yo, don't come in my room. Don't come in my room. All right, y'all. We talking about the curse that keeps on giving. When you're good at something that's not good to be good at. Or when people take your kindness for being a weakness. If y'all would like to call into the show, call 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that would let me know that you would like to speak. And make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. All right. I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 580. I'm going to come and grab you in just a second. Let me just read the rest of these comments, and then I'm at you. Dang, Barbara. He was a savage. Couldn't have y'all getting y'all stuff back. Man, listen. All right, caller with the last numbers, 4580. Welcome to the Daily Go-Getimism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Hey, Ghetto, do you drink before the show, or are you just full of natural energy?
Well, I don't drink at all. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't pop pills. I don't shoot heroin. I don't sniff coke. But I'm going to tell you something. I really wish I did all of that shit. I just don't. But one day, one fine day, you can bet me.
Oh, man. Oh, well. So, all right. So it's good to have natural energy, but you wish you had to, you actually tried it out to find out what it would be like.
Yeah, listen, there's no way I'm going to leave this world without living out my dream of becoming a drug addict. No way. But for right now,
okay. All right. So, the curse, huh? Well, let me see. Something that you're good at, but what you're good at is worthless. Now, that might be a few things that a lot of million of people have. Taking the kindness for weakness, that's just part of naturally living on this planet. Unfortunately, that's part of it. That is part of our DNA. Hey, have I ever proposed this to you? I've had this discussion with people before about the DNA, human nature. If you, let's say any country, were to go to another planet, and they found that the citizens of that planet were very, very peace-loving, okay? And they also had very few weapons, and the weaponry that they did have was like 200 years behind that of Earth. Now, do you think that the people from Earth, whatever kind of China, United States, Russia, France, etc., if they were there, they landed on the planet and found that planet was rich in gold, uranium, platinum, etc., do you think that those people, prospectors or government agents, doesn't matter, do you think they would try to negotiate with those very peaceful people, or do you think they would just take those elements?
Listen, well, judging from what they've done before, I think that they would probably find the value in the gold and the uranium and all the other worldly things. They would probably try to make those valuable on this other planet. And by the way, let me tell you something. This is the most interesting example I've ever heard in my life. Only you would think of going to another planet in a different galaxy. And finding weaponry that they would use similar to what we used 200 years ago. Like, what?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
So they have single shot.
I got that kind of imagination.
They got a single shot bayonets and Dillingers and shit like that.
Yeah, well, just about. Well, let's say we're advanced enough to, let's say, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, to go to distant stars. So their particular weaponry would be that World War II, maybe they've got cannons, but they're so peaceful, they may not even have cannons. They may just have bows and arrows just in case of the errant attacker. But they don't even know. They need the gold, they need the platinum, they need the uranium for whatever particular reason, maybe religious reasons, and they're not willing to give it up that easily. What do you think that the humans from Earth would do when they got there and found all this stuff guarded by people who have weapons similar to that of bubblegum?
Yeah, I guess we might have to ask the Native Americans what they might do. You know, wherever a flag gets planted, you know, it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. So So you seem reluctant to kind of answer. Let me answer what my opinion is. I think that the prospectors, the government agencies, they might, out of maybe some sort of good faith, try to negotiate, you know. But if the negotiations were too slow, or if the inhabitants didn't want to give it up, I think that within a very, very short period of time, they would just say, you know what, Captain Kirk, forget about the number one directive. Let's just take their shit.
Listen, first of all, they would tell us that they tried to negotiate. I don't really think that they would try to negotiate at all. You know, like, mm-hmm. you know, they have to rewrite history to make it sound like it was some way, something like a peaceful transition or takeover or a mutual split. But in all reality,
right.
You know, there is no revolution without bloodshed. And so I wouldn't expect it to be.
Hey, you know what? You reminded me of something. Do you, who's the first president of the United States?
It depends on how you look at it.
Okay. So you might be familiar with the Articles of Confederation. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I am.
Who, you are? Okay. Do you, well, Washington was considered the first because the Constitution was founded a few years after the Revolution.
Right.
But the question, but people don't know that prior to Washington, there were eight people who weren't considered presidents of the United States, but they were the leaders of the country during the time of the Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that begs the, yeah. So that goes back to rewriting history. So when I learned about that, I thought to myself, uh-huh. Okay. Now I read that the reason why they substituted the Articles of Confederation by the Constitution was that the Articles of Confederation weren't working that well. But then I asked myself, wait a minute. The country was in turmoil for about 7 to 8 years, but were held together by seven or eight different people. They had to have been working fairly well during the time of war. Now that the war is over, how come these Articles of Confederation aren't worthwhile anymore? So I'm thinking, you know what? Because you were talking about rewriting history and revolution stuff like that. I'm thinking that maybe the people who defeated King George might have staged a coup against the American leaders at that particular time as well.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you something. I got one for you.
Okay.
You're a white guy, right?
I am a non-melanated person.
Okay. Good enough. Okay. Have you ever known a non-melanated person with the last name Washington besides George Washington?
A non-melanated person? If I have, it doesn't come to mind. I think 98% to 99% would be black or brown.
Don't you think that's a little odd?
Yeah, I would think that Georgie boy, he had himself a lot of fun with the slaves.
Well, no, even more than that. Have you ever noticed that there were no Washingtons before George Washington? Like, where did, you know, like, Washington is not an English name. It's not a French name. It's not a German name. It's not a Dutch name. Where the hell did it come from? And what happened to any and all of the Washingtons that came after George and Martha?
Well, prior to Washington, that's interesting. I never realized that. What came after George and Martha were a lot of sons, daughters, grandsons, and granddaughters, and a lot of, like I said, Georgie boy probably had a lot of fun with the slaves who then took his name once they either escaped or got free.
Yeah. You know, it's probably easier to find a needle in a haystack than to find a white Washington. But there are reasons for that.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's the craziest
thing. Hey, do you know what?
Because
do you know what I heard? I've heard that, let's say, if any black man wants to go to any city in the United States, and they don't know anybody, right? So, but they want to get acquainted, they want to find, you know, some information about the city. The easiest way to find out would be just take a phone book, open it up to Washington, call any number, any person named Washington, and you got a 99% chance at the black person.
Yeah, because, I mean, the point is that there were no Washington before George Washington, and there don't seem to be any white Washingtons after George Washington. But there are plenty of black Washingtons, and the black Washingtons weren't his slaves. Sure, he had slaves, but he didn't have hundreds of slaves. You know, so you wonder how all slaves got the last name Washington, but no white people got the name the last name Washington when it was clearly supposed to be a white name. So there's
that's
a lot
an interesting
of
point.
Yeah, it's something to think about, and it's also something to research, because now the white Washingtons that I have heard of were interestingly enough and coincidentally, white women who were married to, guess what? Black men with the last name Washington.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That is interesting to research.
That'll
be some. No Washingtons before Washington. And Washington was Washington, you say, wasn't an English name. So it wasn't as though he came over from England with the name then.
You won't go to England and find one single Washington. There's no such thing. So it kind of lends to the notion that his last name wasn't really Washington. There's a good chance that he combined the names, like, you know how a lot of English names end with T-O-N, like Wellington and Lexington and things like that. So there's a good chance that he took part of the English name for the last part and may have taken the Washington Indian name, you know, like Wash.
Uh-huh.
Instead of Washington, make it Washington. But, yeah, there are no Washingtons in the UK.
Yeah. No Washingtons in Britain. I'm going to look it up tonight when I do my research. I'm going to look up in Google, are there any white Washingtons? And Google will probably reply, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're going to get some interesting info, very interesting info. There are hardly any. There are hardly any. There are a few scattered, but they are so far and few between. It's like, how did this happen? You can't try that with Jefferson or Jackson or Adams or anything like that, you know?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. That would be my project, personal project for tonight, to look up to see how many white Washingtons exist in the United States. So do you have a curse that follows you around, or is this just a topic that came off the top of your head?
Well, pretty much all my topics come from the top of my head, but I'm good at some things that I probably shouldn't be good at. They're not necessarily the curse that keeps on giving, because, you know, I haven't been knowingly exploited for them. You understand what I mean? So,
right.
You know,
I
think
like,
most of the bad stuff that I know how to do, I get to do it for myself.
Nobody notices. Otherwise, if they did, that you would say, "Uh-oh, I'm in trouble." Huh?
Well, No, I mean, people know me, and they know things that I've done, but they just haven't exploited what I can do for their own personal gain.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm not saying that I'm totally exempt. I said I haven't been knowingly exploited. It doesn't mean that I haven't been exploited, but to my knowledge, you know, I haven't been.
Yeah.
So.
But what do you mean by the curse that keeps on giving? You mean the curse follows you around?
Well, I meant two things. It could be the curse of you being good at something that really isn't good to be good at, and people exploiting you, using you, or really, really ringing your bell in order to have you do it all the time. Like in the beginning of the show, I don't know if you were listening, we were talking about like a girl that's really good at giving head. Yeah, it's good for her man.
Yeah.
If she's really, really good at it, word is going to get around, and then it's going to make it seem like she's doing it as a service more than, you know, as a courtesy to her man. You know what I mean? People can spin things the way they want to spin it, but she may be super spectacular at it, but it's not going to sound good. It's not one of those things that you're going to hide at the family gatherings. You know what I mean? So,
Hey, I know. Here's Joanne. She's so good at giving head. Welcome.
No question why I'm with Joe. No question.
Yeah.
The other thing we were talking about, when people take your kindness for being a weakness. So although you know, you're pretty much a altruistic person, you're a do-getter. I mean, a do-gooder, and you know, and you really like to help people out and assist them or whatever. But what happens is you run into people who really will use you and just dial up your number whenever they need something, or when they have been irresponsible with something that they should have been more responsible with. So, and you know, if they keep being able to dial you up, you know, that's pretty much like having your kindness being taken for a weakness.
Yeah.
So we were talking about those two things.
Got that right. Yeah, I had an uncle like that, a great man. And he was taken advantage of by the rest of the family because he was just willing to help out.
It's a shame, and it's really a shame when you witness it. And there can be times when if you try to talk the person out of giving so much, they could actually get mad at you. Because it's like, well, I'm not like you. I can't just sit around and watch people suffering and stuff like that. You know, so you almost look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
Or the people that are taking advantage of them, then they get mad at you. Like, won't you mind your fucking business? You know, if he want to give, let him give.
Yeah.
You know, that kind
of thing. Yeah. Well, I did that to my uncle. I didn't, take him to the woodshed, but I did tell him. I said, "Yunk, you know, because the way these particular relatives were talking, it was as though he owed them just because he was a nice guy. Because he was saying, don't forget, you're supposed to be here. I can't remember what exactly they said. You'd be here at 9 o'clock in the morning or something like that." And they said it in such a demanding way that they weren't even grateful, you know. And so I said to him, I said, "Hey, Unc, you don't really have to do this. That's their responsibility." And he didn't get mad at me, but he said, "Nah, it's okay. And I can do it. I ain't no man." So I just said, "Okay, I'm gonna mind my own business. I mean, if, you know, he chooses to do it, then he chooses to do it. But I know from the tone of voice and from what these relatives were like, I wouldn't have done it."
Right. So, yeah. So it's the curse that kept on giving. His curse is his gift. He has the gift of the gift of being giving.
Well, his
the
gift
of
is his curse. Out.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Because he was, you know, you're supposed to be a nice person. You're supposed to be if not generous, at least you're supposed to help out your fellow man, especially your relatives. And if they, but your fellow man, and especially your relatives, don't appreciate it and start expecting it simply because you were nice in the past, now that is a curse. And he went through his grave being the same way. He never changed.
Yeah. All right, man. We got to get up out of here. But listen, I appreciate you calling
in. Okay.
All right. You have a great night.
Sure.
All right.
You too. Take it easy now.
All right. All right, y'all. It's the curse that keeps on giving it. The curse that keeps on giving. The curse that keeps on giving. Listen, we could go on for days. We could go on for years. We could go on for miles about this situation. Having your kindness being taken for a weakness. Being good at doing something bad. We joke around about that all the time. I'm good at being bad. But some people really are. Some people really are. And it's not easy being treated like a sideshow or like a circus or carnival freak. Not easy. But we've all seen it done. We've all seen it done. Some of us have participated in it. Some of us have actually been the performer. Well, life goes on and we still press on and everything is going to be all right. That's my word. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 26th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. I get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Mark G. Davenport, happy birthday to you. And Shaniqua Miller, turning 33 years old today. And Brandy Green, turning 34 years old today. And Laverne Hummel, turning 58 years old today. And Richie Mothersill, Richelle Mothersill, turning 26 years old today. I don't think that's right. But anyway, Shana Hall Allen, happy birthday to you. And Taya Sowell, turning 36 years old today. And Tyra Montgomery, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Shani Halima Brown, happy birthday to you, Ma. And last but not least, my girl, Shanice Niecy Jones, the psychic. The medium, Shanice Niecy Jones, used to come on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show as a regular guest all the time. Miss you. We need to get Niecy on the show and let her do some readings. You know what I mean? You know, it's been a while since we've had her do some readings. I'm going to contact her some birthday today and need to give her a shout out. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious October 26th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, have your kindness taken for a weakness. And have you running like the Preakness. Yeah. And being good at doing something bad, they gonna milk you like you never have been done before. And you're thinking like, yo, why y'all always calling on me to do a show? And you want me to do it for free? Yo, I ain't doing it. No. I said, I said, nah, 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 dang, diggy, dang, 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 diggy, diggy. Listen, man, I hope y'all enjoyed the show tonight. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoy listening. I'm broadcasting it to y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. The figure eight. So from today till Friday, 8 o'clock, baby. We can't do it 7 o'clock, no day this week. Scheduling conflicts will not allow. Wow. But yeah, I want y'all to have a good night, and I want y'all to be safe. And let's do our little music. Let's do a little musica. La musica. La musica. And we're going to get on a body here, y'all. Oh, don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to share the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please do me that solid. You know, just a little solid. Just to get you. Let's get out of here. Go. All right, y'all. So my Instagram is 5FlexJammer. What the fuck is going through and let me exercise my grandma? No doubt. Bird. Let's go, Mike.